It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac-a-Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac-a-Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac-a-Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Good. Skol Vikings.
Yeah, how about that game, huh?
And sure,
it's one they're going to be talking about for decades, I think. I walked away after the, I thought it was done, and then I came back in the room, and all of a sudden I missed that, I had watched the replay on that fumble and touchdown there that they got, and I picked up from there, so that was a good game.
Yeah, I caught the last few minutes of overtime, but I listened to it most of it on the radio, and it was exciting.
That it was. Yeah. Paul Allen got a little wound up on the radio.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, almost as bad as Paul Ramo.
Those radio personalities, I tell you.
Yeah. Well, Paul was covering Mineota volleyball. That got right down to the wire there in a championship game.
Huh.
On Saturday. So he sounded a little bit like Paul Allen there, too. I'm surprised he could talk this morning. Well, we got to salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private Vernon L. Tesh. Vernon was born on September 18th, 1924 in Yellow Medicine County and passed away on May 29th, 2008. He entered active duty on March 26th, 1945 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army. Was honorably discharged about 5 months later and on August 16th, 1945 November 16th, 1945, so 8 months later, Fort Ord, California. I actually was stationed not too far from there about 20 years ago. Beautiful area, Monterey Bay area, Pebble Beach, Big Sur. Anyways, he was an infantry rifleman with Company R of the 4th Replacement Regiment during World War II. Didn't make it overseas. The war had ended by the time all of his training was done and everything. So, but we thank you, Vernon, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
Right. Thanks to all the vets.
Absolutely.
And of course, good Veterans Day program.
Excellent Veterans Day program. But,
we carried the one on the air here from Madison, and I know they had good turnout for the one out of Lac-a-Parle Valley where the Corderas sang for the last time ever. And,
I saw some of that on Snapchat. That was a good show.
Yep. So, thanks to everybody who went to the work of putting the programs on.
Absolutely.
So appreciate it. So,
yep.
Well, the topic today, all veterans enrolled in VA healthcare will be eligible for new toxic exposure screenings. Tell us about that.
Yeah, screenings mark a key step in implementing the PACT Act, which was signed into law by President Biden on August 10th. This press release came out on November 7th. So in, parentheses, I put November 8th is the day that the Department of Veterans Affairs medical centers and clinics across the country will offer enrolled veterans new toxic exposure screening. These screenings are a key part of the PACT Act, a new law that empowers VA to deliver care and benefits to millions of toxic exposed veterans and their survivors. Screening takes 5 to 10 minutes and begins by asking veterans if they believe they experienced any toxic exposures while serving in the armed forces. Veterans who answer yes are then asked about specific exposures, open-air burn pits, Agent Orange, radiation, contaminated water, particulate matter, and other exposures. Veterans enrolled in VA healthcare will be offered an initial toxic exposure screening, then follow-up screenings at least once every 5 years. According to Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Dennis McDonough, these screenings are an important step toward making sure that all toxic exposed veterans get the care and benefits they deserve. At the end of the day, these screenings will improve health outcomes for veterans, and there's nothing more important than that.
That's right.
I absolutely agree. Veterans who report concerns about toxic exposures will be connected to information about clinical resources and benefits. These screenings are part of VA's broader efforts to provide world-class health care for toxic exposed veterans. They can ask about receiving the screening at their next VA primary care provider appointment. If veterans are not assigned to a primary care team or wish to be screened sooner than their next appointment, they can contact their local facility and ask to be screened by the Toxic Exposure Screening Navigator. VA began a pilot program this year on September 6th, and since then VA has screened more than 19,000 veterans and found 37% concern of exposure among those veterans. Those veterans who are not currently enrolled in VA healthcare can apply. You can go to va.gov/healthcare/apply/application/introduction to learn more.
But you can get a hold of you and you can get in that link.
That's absolutely.
Easy. That'd be a lot easier. Yeah.
You can contact my office. We can do the paperwork. I can fax it in and get an answer as soon as the next day.
Right.
So.
And it's probably a lot less confusing.
Absolutely.
When you do it. Yeah.
Yep. That's why I'm around.
That's right.
So, more information on this. This will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I know you have the number because I laid it out there for
you're
you.
So nice. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Snowy level now.
Snowy.
No more garden.
Yep.
So.
Heater's working well, and
hey, we got to say hats off to. I got to talk to Kenny there. How did he pull that lighting on the courthouse for Operation Green Light? Wow, that was beautiful. A lot of comments on that.
And, magic.
Yeah, Charlie Smith went over and took a nice professional picture of it. I don't know if you caught that. I posted on Facebook, and I had a couple I put on there, and everybody's just oohing and on about that. That was very nice.
A few floodlights and some filters and. Turned out beautiful.
Yeah, sure did.
Yep.
So, yeah, thanks to you and everybody for putting that together, because that was pretty impressive.
It was. It was. Yeah. We hope to do all the county buildings as this expands. The courthouse was just kind of a test for it.
Is that done now as of the 13th, I think it said, or are you going to leave that on for a little while?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Well,
but I did notice a few other places around town, too, that had changed out that.
And I saw a few residences that had green lights on their porches.
Calvary Baptist Church, I noticed last night, had some green lights.
Oh, neat.
Along there. And some, yes, I saw a few others here and there. So
yeah, that's excellent.
Yep. So
was the radio station lit up green?
I couldn't find any green bulbs. So, but I'll look harder next year. I'm going to get involved. Maybe we'll light the inside so it comes out from, you know, some special effects or something. That's pretty neat.
Don't they sell green saran wrap anymore?
Yeah. I don't know.
Put them over the windows?
I might have a couple of green floodlights around here if I look and dig around in the back. So, all right. But anyway, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So another great way to salute the vets.
Yep. My office will be closed on Thursday. I have a meeting up in St. Cloud. I do want to put in a plug for Turkey Bingo.
All right. When's that coming up now?
Tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the Bellingham Community Center.
Okay.
It's put on by the Bellingham American Legion. I got asked if I would call the numbers. I said, well, I'll do it if somebody pulls the numbers. And they were going to ask their son if they would pull the numbers.
All right, so you're going to be up there doing a little announcing. All right.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Can't get away from my voice.
The same trouble with me, so that's okay. All right. Well, Josh, appreciate the info, and we will talk to you again next Monday morning on Vets Info on the Air.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega with us here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.